Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with John Sicaro, conducted by Area Director Paul Carlstrom on April 30th, 1974, at the artist's home in San Francisco. Okay, John, we've already been doing a little talking about
I wish we had gotten some of that taped already.
I wish we had, and we'll try to recapture some of what was lost into the air. As I think it's important to reiterate what I said earlier, that for one reason or another, not that much actually has been written about you, your career, and your work, despite the fact that you had close contact with the Art Forum people and so forth. And I think this is a chance to really cover in a fairly comprehensive way those aspects of your career.
That should be very interesting. I think that we can work that out all right.
Okay, well,
Do you want me to start on my personal background?
Yeah.
You have that in that sheet, you know, a lot of that. But it's brief, like born in San Francisco, September 2nd, 1913, and education in grammar school, graduation from the eighth grade, and then graduation from Portola Junior High School. Mm-hmm. And that's then I went to work, I don't know, a half a dozen different kind of jobs like everybody does, you know. And then I guess I went in the Army. I'm skipping a lot of time here, but I went in the Army, and then...
When was that?
The Army was May 11th, 1942.
Oh, you got it right down to the day.
Oh, boy, I'll never forget that. I never wanted to go into the Army, and I that was a big, long story, too, and a very interesting one. If you want, I'll go into that. But I was working in the shipyards before, you know, before I went in the Army.
Was that Oakland?
No, San Francisco here, but the Bethlehem shipyards, you know. And then from the shipyards, I got drafted into the Army, after I got out of the Army, my ambition was to write. In fact, all those tablets that I gave you, the small ones, relate.
Let's clarify the ones that are being filmed by the archives.
Yes, that's right. Although all the little ones have more to deal, in fact, completely, I think, to deal with short story ideas and a novel idea that I had, which was to be called Upon an Endless Plain, and ideas for short stories and interesting little things like flowers growing up around bomb craters where pieces of people were still lying around. This was in Germany. And
so it was really an anti-war sentiment statement.
Well, no. Well, it was. You know, you could take it as that, but actually, they were just observations to be used, notes to be used to be incorporated in short stories or novels and things like that.
I see.
So
you had some drawings, I remember, in some of these notebooks.
Yeah, that's right. There are some drawings, and some of them relate to Army military experience, but very few of them. And I was a company artist, strangely enough, but I never did any actual work that could be used in art. You know, I never made any notes for art because I was always thinking in terms of short stories. And I never made any sketches, for instance, of these wartime scenes. Mm-hmm. So so all the little tablets, as I said, are mainly ideas, germs, and good lines, and good observations. Like, for instance, that picture there has a title, that circle, that brown circle that looks like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Dust. Time passes, dust settles on the wreath. And that was a title that I made up for a short story. And then when this picture turned out like that, it looked like a brown wreath that had gotten brown, rather, covered with dust, which I actually saw in Kassel, Germany.
Uh-huh.
And
when was the picture done?
That picture there, it had the date on the back. And I think, and see, time passes, dust settles on the wreath, and it doesn't have the date as usual.
Well, when would you?
Well, I would say that was done about, 1966 or so, because I think I did it.
So you were still referring back, you drew the title.
I used the title from a short story title, actually.
Well, I think that's interesting.
So anyway, to get back